Welcome to our Rosary Meditation. 2,255 people have given $485,000. We are 97% toward our goal. And if we reach 500,000 by Christmas, then a generous benefactor will match it with another 500,000 so that we can bring the rosary to people around the world, like Violeth from Tanzania, who gave us a fantastic gift. See, every gift counts. Whether it's a small monthly gift or a one-time gift, it all makes the difference. So, how many hearts do you want to illuminate with the rosary this year? Just click donate below, or feel free to send in a check. You can go to our website, schooloffaith.com, to find the address. Let's finish this off and give a great Christmas present to Jesus this year. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Christ has come to save the world, both Jews and Gentiles. The Jews, who God singled out for special revelation, are represented by the shepherds. They found the Lord, like the Jews, because a message was sent directly from heaven, in their case, from the angels. The Magi, they represent the Gentile nations, all of the rest of us. They didn't have much by way of supernatural revelation. They didn't have Moses and all the prophets. But God gave them that great universal revelation, that message He's given all of us since the beginning of creation. He gave them the great sign of nature. And the wise men looked at nature, and they recognized the hand of God even in the movements of the stars. And they followed those truths of nature, that message from God, until it brought them straight to Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the scriptures, the greatest proof of God's existence, of his goodness and his wisdom, is the marvelous beauty of nature. The psalmist, the book of wisdom, even St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, they all agree. If you can't tell from looking at the natural world that there is a good and wise God, then honestly, there's something really wrong with you. And yet, strangely, in our own day, many people are under the impression that the more you know about science, the more you know about the natural world, the less likely you are to believe in God, which is crazy, which makes me think that those people spend way too much time inside in their virtual world on their screen. Just go outside and you'll be amazed. So the question is, whose side is nature on anyway? The side of the atheists or the side of the believers? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Everybody knows that order doesn't just happen. I mean, my office is a great example. In fact, Teresa, how do you describe my office? More like a nest? It looks like a squirrel nest. Making a nest, definitely. My office won't get cleaned up and organized on its own. If something is going to get organized, somebody has to come in and intelligently organize it. Maybe that's the problem with my office. And our universe is an orderly universe. The fundamental forces, the cosmological constants, just the fact that things consistently fall when you drop them. It takes a big investment of intelligence to organize your house, your work schedule, your finances. Imagine the intelligence it takes to organize the entire universe. The planets, the solar system, the galaxies, the galaxy clusters. God's wisdom is a source of limitless wonder when looking at the astounding regularity of the natural world. When you look at the world, you should be able to tell that someone of unimaginable intelligence made this. And then you should praise him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Remember back to our meditations on our use of free time and leisure and beauty, that beauty is both order and surprise. And nature is definitely orderly, regular, reliable, but it's also surprising. There's nothing obvious about nature. It's astonishing. Think of the Grand Canyon, or I've never been there, but I imagine the Himalayas. I mean, just look up K2 in the Himalayas. Unbelievable. Or think of, I don't know, what's the most amazing animal you can think of? The lion? I think bees. Bees are unbelievable. Or something as simple as an oak tree. Or the aurora borealis. How can you look at these things and not be overcome with wonder? Even the scientists are constantly astounded and bewildered, especially as they dig deeper in the quantum level. The point is that nothing in nature has to be the way it is. It is the way it is because the great artist simply and freely chose to make it the way it is. The universe is God's artwork. That means that nature is not just the expression of his intelligence, but of his free creativity. That's why you have to go out and look at it. You have to go out and be in it to appreciate it. and don't settle for looking at it on a screen. Because it's not just some logical formula, it's a freely made piece of beauty. God made it, and He made it good because He is good. And when you get a glimpse of His goodness, it needs to remind you that a good God made a good world, and He made you, I mean you, very good, and He's bringing all of it to a very good conclusion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Magi loved nature, and they loved the God who made the natural world. They studied the stars, but they didn't stop at the stars. They knew that the stars, and one star in particular, could be an arrow to point them to God. Scripture is God's second book, where He tells about His goodness and His love for us, but nature is His first. So are you taking time to read that book? The Church encourages us to spend time in nature, to appreciate it. After all, if you can't appreciate God's beauty, how can you appreciate any other beauty? And the beauty of nature is supposed to be an occasion that leads us to prayer, because prayer puts us in immediate contact with God. So go out in your backyard or take a walk in the woods and appreciate the beauty God has given you. And let the created beauty bring you to uncreated beauty. Let nature lead you to prayer. And then tell God, "Wow, this is really good. You are really good." And then rest in that goodness and delight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, since we did that series of meditations on free time and beauty, I have really been thinking about and trying to incorporate more into my life of beauty. I have to admit, I grew up pretty much a cultural slob. A typical American boy, sports, which can be beautiful. Girls, parties. That was about the extent of my culture.
You were pretty cultured. You had Van Halen.
We did have Van Halen. But more and more, I'm recognizing the importance that our soul needs to be nourished by reality in the form of beauty. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking during this meditation, how much beauty can you find in one day? Wouldn't that be a great challenge?
Maybe I'm wrong to say this. I don't know if that would be much of a challenge. Because couldn't you make an argument that you should be able to find beauty in every moment?
We should, but I think that we overlook so much beauty that's right in front of us. And because we overlook it, our soul is starving.
Mm. We are surrounded by a feast, but we do not eat.
I think so. But think of all the little ways you can feast on beauty all day long. So I was thinking that I wake up and I walk over to 6:45 a.m. Mass at our parish. And as I walk over, it's still dark. And if it's a clear night, I can see Mars and Venus, and if the moon happens to be out, and it's spectacular. And then when I leave Mass, the sun is coming up, and I get to see all the colors. A completely different picture.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then at the end of the day, I love at sunset, the 30 minutes from the moment the sun sets until last light is spectacular. Just those two things each day are amazing beauty.
You know, if I just stayed up a little bit later, I would see the sunrise. I could see it too if I wanted.
Oh, to be 21 again. I couldn't do it. It would kill me. Or I was talking to a friend because it was in Kansas. It was the last week of deer hunting with a rifle. And it's so beautiful to go sit in a deer stand and watch the deer.
Did it switch to deer hunting with a bow and arrow or deer hunting with a knife? No, the next day it switched. And now you've just got to run them down?
the next day it went to, I think, bow season.
Okay.
I don't know if it ever gets to the point where you could just run them down with a knife.
I think that's always in season. If you can catch them, you deserve it.
Or just the beauty of Elliot.
Elliot's so cute. It's unbelievable.
Our two-year-old.
He's so cute that it's devious at this point because he knows it now and he has perfect control over all of us. You see how the other day he was doing something that he shouldn't and his dad went to go and stop him and then he turned and he went, peas. And we all looked and said, Nick, you have to let him do it. We're like, if you stop him now, we'll stop you.
The funny thing was he was at the kitchen sink playing in the water because that's what grandpa's let him do, list grandpa. And he started to get out of control and his dad went up to the counter to get him and he turned and stuck up his hand like a stiff arm in football and said, no, 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 no. And he realized immediately that's not the method that was going. So he switched. Mm-hmm. And he went, please, please, please. How did he know to manipulate us this way?
He's very clever. For a two-year-old on Thursday, his birthday's coming up.
Or the Star Wars soundtrack.
It is really fantastic. We were just talking about this.
Who's the composer?
John Williams.
John Williams.
One of the most fantastic film composers.
The Star Wars soundtrack, if you listen to it, amazing.
Well, I don't know if there's really ever been anything as iconic as the Imperial March.
But I also like the Jedi.
I can't remember what it's called.
It's the theme for the Jedi. But that's also phenomenal. The whole thing is amazing. Or pies.
Pies. We talked about your pie. Your pie was fantastic. Homemade pie.
Homemade pies. Just
clarify. Even better.
And with pies, you don't have to just look at that goodness. You can get that goodness right in you.
That is a bonus.
Or a play well executed. In
as
sports.
In a sport, I see. Yeah.
A play well executed is beauty.
That's very true. Oh, I'm missing hockey. I should be watching more of it right now.
Yeah, a breakaway goal and a fantastic save.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're making me miss Tuukka Rask.
Or the amazing catch and lateral and touchdown by the Kansas City Chiefs that was called back because of a penalty.
I'm sure. Now that one I didn't catch.
Or Lessons in Carols.
I missed that on Sunday and I'm sad about it.
By the King's Choir.
Oh, a recorded version.
Either that or the live one.
Mm-hmm.
What are all the different forms of beauty you can experience each day? I think we should make it a practice, a discipline to experience them and be aware of them because they're there to put us in contact with and point us to God. To point us to Him and put us in contact. But if we're missing them, then we're missing points of contact with God.
When we lose beauty, I think we lose dignity in the world and in ourselves. And that's obviously, that's the point at which we kind of lose our humanity. And I think a lot of people are feeling that now. They're feeling a despair because they think this world is no good. But it's very clear that it is, like you said, just about an awareness.
I believe this is a very important element. We have to live in reality. The news and many things wants to tell us that, want to tell us that reality right now is bad. That's a lie from Satan.
Or that from the perspective of something we don't talk about too much on the podcast, possibly because you're not in the know as much about them, but influencers rule the media right now. And their job is mostly to tell you that reality is very bad for you, and here are some cheap fixes and the things that can solve your reality. And they're usually band-aids that might be kind of nice for a moment, but they're very fleeting and or fake. And it's a great danger if you have your head too deep in media, what you start to believe about the world, because you do, even if it seems like positive media, a lot of it gives you the impression that things need to be fixed. And your life needs to be fixed, and your life is not enough.
You know, this is really important, Teresa. Whether it's the news or these influencers or from whatever direction, we're getting the message that we're broken.
Yeah.
Now it's true. We do, everyone needs to be redeemed. But there's another level, you're not broken. The world is not broken.
Mm-hmm.
The world is good, and you are good, and you are not broken.
Yeah, I think the concept behind this brokenness is people want the despair so that they don't have to fight it.
So that they don't have to take responsibility.
So that they don't have to deal with it, essentially. But I think that the greatest tool of the devil is to convince us that we can't fight, so don't fight.
Which is despair.
You will always win a fight if your enemy refuses to fight you.
Yeah, the devil wants us to despair. This is why, I mean, it's a simple thing, but I keep going back to, we got to live in reality. What's reality? A good God made a good world, and He made you good, and He's going to bring it all to a very good end. That's reality. Let's live in that. You know, I'm okay with silence.
But it always makes our listeners think that we've, I don't know, frozen.
What did it make you think of?
I was thinking maybe this will help me cope with the fact that we no longer have Tuukka Rask as the goaltender of the Boston Bruins, but it's so hard to accept.
I was more sad that Char is gone.
Well, he's very sad to lose because he's such a cool player. But by the time he left, he was much slower on the ice, I hate to say. But Tuukka Rask, his plays were always incredible. He was one of the best goaltenders in the league right up until the end.
So now everyone knows the true motive behind the Daily Rosary podcast, and that is to make the whole world hockey fan.
Yes, so that you can share in my despair when all of the best players retire.
But that's...
I just prefer when they retire and then they go and they just play in a smaller league. I love that.
So, Teresa, what's your favorite form of beauty beyond hockey?
Beyond hockey. Music, I think.
Ah.
Well, that's so hard to say because I love books. And I love movies, too. I really love movies and music. And I love when all of them combine. I couldn't choose one.
For me, mountains.
Mountains are beautiful.
And the best is the top of the mountain.
Because
then I can see all the mountains. You know, we're coming into this Christmas season when not everybody, but people have a little, typically a little more time. Mm. Let's use this time well, not to just veg in entertainment, but let's really seek out beauty. And let's consciously let it lead us to the God who's in the manger. And let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation. Thank you for this conversation. And the rosary. Share this with others.